Hello and welcome to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, your global real feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Circle Podiatry.
And my name is Jonathan Brocklehurst. It's our aim to raise your awareness of just how important your feet are, to give you the solutions to your foot and leg problems, and to teach you how to prevent future issues.
So grab a cuppa, relax, sit back and put your feet up and enjoy learning about the one part of your body that often gets forgotten. That's right, it's your feet.
Welcome to the Foot Health Show. Today I'm Jonathan Brocklehurst, and today's show is all about innovations in wound care. It's a big topic, it's a current one, and I really hope you enjoy it. We're going to go straight into a commercial, and then a piece of music, and then straight into the interview.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 Regenex clinics worldwide where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer, life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Thank you. Axel Heal Technologies Limited is a UK-based company that was established to continue the development of unique electrical stimulation products to help transform clinical and health economic outcomes in patients with painful and hard-to-heal wounds. And electrical stimulation is one of the most evidence-based technologies in wound management, with 5 meta-analyses and over 30 randomized control trials published today. And Axel Heal Technologies now provides electrical stimulation in a small portable device, providing uninterrupted use across all care settings. So if you're listening in today and you want to find out a little bit more about what this innovative technology does, please do visit their website at axelheal.com. And also, electrical stimulation has a real potential to transform outcomes in patients suffering from painful, hard-to-heal wounds, many of which, of course, can be chronic and also sometimes be very, very painful. It is now one of the most evidence-based therapies in wound management, having shown its efficacy to stimulate healing and help to relieve pain in numerous clinical trials. And the challenge has always been how to incorporate what has been perceived as a complex therapy into frontline clinical practice. So Axel Heal are trying to provide a pre-programmed, single-use, portable and easy-to-use electrical stimulation device, which has been developed to address that challenge. And that's why it's such an important thing today that I'm interviewing Andy Boys, because he understands the crucial nature of wound care, and also the big challenges that are being faced in the industry at the moment too. So in order for distribution, in order for understand the remote, sometimes the very remote areas which can be affected by wounds, and we looked last week at mycetoma, and that again, it can be a real challenge for many people across the world. So this is the interview on Axel Heal today, and I really hope you enjoy. It's a really important topic, and I hope that you take away as much from it as I do. And if you want to get in touch again with UK Health Radio, with the Foot Health Show in particular, do contact me on Instagram, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that you have, to address anything that in the show. And also, UK Health Radio is there for you to provide this educational content. So if you want to sponsor the show, then please do get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. So with that, with no further ado, please do enjoy the rest of the show.
So you're listening to the Foot Health Show. If you've just tuned in, we're looking today at electrical stimulation wound therapy. It's a really, really important topic to talk about. So if you're just listening in from wherever you are around the world, I am speaking today to Andy Boys, who's the CEO of Axel. Welcome, Andy, and how are you doing?
It's a pleasure, Jonathan. Thanks for having me on the show.
And today, to those who are listening who just have a real passion and interest for this area, just a little bit about this really, is electrical stimulation has a real potential to transform outcomes in patients suffering from painful, hard-to-heal wounds. And it's now one of the most evidence-based therapies in wound management, having shown its efficacy to stimulate healing and help to relieve pain in numerous clinical trials. This is something that, again, we're going to be talking about throughout this interview. So, Andy, just a little bit about yourself, really, and what the company does and how you've experienced it over the last few years.
Yeah, well, just to introduce myself, I mean, I've been in the industry that supplies products and devices to the for treatment of patients with wounds. What, blimey, for probably 36 years, so a long time. A lot of that time with one of the market leaders, and, you know, understand the market, the range of technologies available. So I got involved in this this area when I left Smith & Nephew, my former company. Not sure you want to say that, actually, but anyway. I was very interested in the concept of electrical stimulation. It had been used in very small specialist clinics over many years, to the point where there was huge evidence behind it relative to this field, and yet it wasn't being used in frontline clinical practice. So I was very enthusiastic to get involved in this company, because they had a device called Axel Heal that takes all that complexity and presents it in a very simple and easy to use portable format. It's the size of you know, it's the size of a keyring, essentially. And with one press of a button, it will deliver a program of electrical stimulation across the wound for 12 days. So very easy for the clinician to use, but also very easy for the patient to manage in their own home, so making it far more applicable to a lot of wounds that are out there. So I think basically the concept is that this technology is actually well proven, but not actually readily used in everyday clinical practice. So what we're trying to do is to sort of bring that with an innovation into a product that can be used, and more patients can benefit from the, you know, the evidence-based benefits of this in terms of stimulating healing. And also one of the unique features about this type of technology is that it also intervenes to reduce pain. I mean, pain is a big issue for many patients with wounds. And whilst pain does resolve as the wound heals, many of these wounds stay open for months, if not years. So you imagine the quality of life impacts, and you're a podiatrist, you will know this, of those patients who, you know, have got very painful wounds, particularly leg ulcers and you know, certain types of arterial foot ulcers as well can be very, very painful. So, yeah, I think this is great. And I've been around for a long time, as you can imagine, but I think this is probably, you know, one of the most impressive technologies, you know, I've seen in terms of its ability to make a difference, you know, to the everyday patient, let's call it, rather than just the, you know, the patient that happens to get very, very specialist treatment, which is such a small percentage of the population. So, yes, I mean, that's a little bit. Electrical stimulation itself sounds like a bit of an alien concept. You know, you're applying electricity across the wound, and it will seem strange to many people. But if you just step back and you think about the way the body works through bioelectric stimulation. You know, if you just think about your heart, that's bioelectric stimulation. If you think about how your muscles contract, bioelectric stimulation. And then when you go down to the cellular level, all cells have effectively a little electrical charge across the membrane, and changes in that charge can open up channels and can actually allow the flow of different you know, molecules across those channels and stimulate the healing process at the cellular level. So when you think about it that way, it makes, you know, absolute sense that this is a technology that can make a difference. And what we do know is that in wounds, when a wound occurs, there is a flow of electricity as a result of that wounding, and they call it the current of injury, and that current of injury directs the wound healing cascade, and that's the normal natural healing process. Whereas in a lot of wounds that we call chronic wounds, which you will know, you know, in your own practice, things like diabetic foot ulcers, venous leg ulcers, pressure ulcers, very difficult wounds, often over time those wounds become non-healing, and that electrical potential dissipates from the cells. So essentially all we're doing is putting back in, you know, what nature designed. So it's not complex. It's not Star Trek-y. It's actually really a very natural thing to use to stimulate the wound healing process. So, yeah, I have to say it's gone under the radar for many years in the industry, but I think people are being more aware now of this type of technology and the benefits it can have to patients.
I mean, yeah, because I'd only recently looked into this, and I wanted to know how long has this been looked at, researched, and everything, because it really does sound exciting.
Well, I think the first meta-analysis, and you'll understand, I guess, a meta-analysis is a collection of clinical trials that are pulled together to demonstrate an effect of the technology, probably goes back to the early 1980s. So, you know, it's been out there, but as I say, it's been just used in specialist clinics. If you imagine, you know, you going into a physiotherapy clinic and they'll get one of these big devices, they'll roll it out, they'll zap you with their you know, treatment. That's sort of the scenario that it's been used in, and it's been very effective for a very small number of specialist patients. But then take that out into everyday practice, and a clinician's got to decide how to, you know, what sort of treatments required, change all the parameters. It's a big device. The patient has to come into the clinic once every, you know, day or 2 days to get treatment. You can understand, you know, it's not there really for many people to benefit from. But, you know, the innovation really comes from putting that complexity into such a simple format. And, you know, in this particular device, you know, it's just one press of a button activates the program. The program delivers, you know, a stimulation every 2 hours, a 30-minute program. And over the course of 12 days, you're probably getting something like 50 or 60 hours of treatment. Whereas, you know, if you go to a clinic, you're once every 3 days, you're for half an hour treatment. It's just not giving you the same, you know, level of treatment. So the evidence is built up over time. We clearly got evidence on this specific product as well that's building. So it is an evidence-based technology. It's just now in this sort of format where hopefully more patients can benefit. And we're getting some, you know, I've been around quite a long time. We're getting some wounds that have been, you know, chronic wounds. You will know, and patients that are listening in will know, you know, very difficult. They don't seem to be healing. You know, it was just a case study recently in Austria where a farmer had had a wound on his elbow for 4 years. Was using Axel Heal and we've got the wound healed in 3 months. So, you know, some tremendous examples and case studies. So the evidence is there and building. We're very excited about, you know, having the opportunity to have more patients benefit from this.
And I think, like you said, it sounds like it could be used with portability, possibly, you know, worldwide in remote communities, possibly in areas, I suppose, like if you Sudan or Mali, areas that are very much affected by things like, for example, mycetoma on the previous program. We've talked about that, but also wound specifically. And I wanted to delve into that a little bit because being involved as a podiatrist, treating wounds, the four stages of wound healing, I'm sure you're familiar with as well, being hemostasis, inflammation, maturation. In those stages, particularly around the inflammation to the proliferation, tends to get a bit of a delay, particularly in patients with infections and et cetera. How does the electrical stimulation of Axel Heal help in those particular stages, especially when it speeds up the healing process? And there tends to be such a delay with current, you know, methods of treatment. Obviously, we talk about dressings, et cetera. But with this particular technology, how does that work?
So, yes, you're right. I mean, a lot of those chronic wounds are actually stuck in an inflammatory cycle. So for whatever reason, there is an inflammation phase that can't move on to the next, regenerative phase. So what we do know, I mean, with this technology, a few years ago, we did a volunteer study at the University of Manchester, and which is now published. We actually applied an Axel Heal onto the buttocks of a volunteer on one side and a placebo device on the other side. And then, you know, took some skin biopsies. And as a result of that, it showed that, and that was just a 48-hour treatment, showed that during that time, the treated buttock, which is actually quite a good control when you're using both sides, as you would think, the treated buttock actually had an effect of down-regulating some of the inflammatory proteins that you can find that are elevated in chronic wounds. So that was quite, you know, a good endorsement of the fact that, you know, electrical stimulation like this can actually modulate the inflammatory process and help move the healing process onto the next phase, as it would do in a normal, let's call it healthy patient. So we know that, but we also know it can accelerate healing, you know, in the healing phases as well. So there's a lot of evidence out there, you know, when you look at, you know, and you look in the clinical press about the fact that, you know, electrical stimulation does affect all aspects of the healing process. But in particular, you're right, many of these wounds that don't heal, which are the big problem for patients and from the health system, you know, it's getting them out of this inflammatory phase. So it's kickstarting that healing into the next phase. And if you think about also about pain, then pain stimuli is often, you know, the result of a lot of inflammation and a lot of the proteins that come out from the inflammatory process stimulate the, you know, the nerve endings, and that fires the pain impulses off. And so if you're dampening the inflammation, that's probably the mode of action for the pain relief aspects as well.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. And I think,
You mentioned pain, and also one of the other aspects that you deal with, particularly as a podiatrist, is the reoccurrence of ulceration. Right. I wanted you to kind of bring in a little bit of that as well. In that, let's say, you know, a podiatrist treats a patient, let's say, especially with a diabetic foot ulcer, that ulcer initially in verticals heals, but then recurrence from, let's say, an issue with a nail in footwear, and you know that reoccurs. How does Axel Heal help to deal with that problem, particularly the burden on the health service, and how can it be something that, you know, mentioned that patients can use to self-manage? That could be possibly in a very, very interesting place. But I just wanted you to come in on that, really.
Yeah, and we've got no specific evidence on, you know, reduction of recurrence, because I think the factors of recurrence are actually, you know, more physical factors, aren't they? So in the case of a diabetic foot ulcer, it's all about education of the patient to offload and be careful, you know, if they've got neuropathy, they can't feel their toes, etc. Just be careful inspecting their feet. The product won't do that for them, of course. And in the case of, say, venous leg ulcers, where there's a high risk of recurrence, you know, the importance of managing with compression therapy post-healing, you know, is important. So I wouldn't say that there's evidence that it would, you know, using it would reduce the risk of recurrence. But we have got some anecdotal evidence to suggest that recurrence is less, but, you know, it's not at a level that we could make that claim, really. But the good news is, you know, if you get the wound healed, then the patient can go into more of, it can be more mobile, you know, can start taking care of their legs and feet, you know, again, and watch out for those recurrences. And you know, you will know in diabetic foot ulcers in particular, you know, what you're trying to do is prevent, you know, that deteriorating to such a point that, you know, the patient may end up with a more even more serious problem of an amputation. So we certainly do have evidence in a number of markets where the product's been used on those cases where they are essentially have used it as a last resort to prevent, prevent the patient having to go for an amputation. And it's been successful in a number of those cases in stopping the wound deteriorating and getting it back onto a healing platform again.
Fantastic. And I think that's something on the Foot Health Show we're very passionate about. And my co-host, Peter Alton, who he is actually working with his organization, Undefeated, who are very, very passionate about the, you know, elimination of amputations worldwide. I think that really matches the vision to see that happen. I think, again, it sounds like with that level of access that patients can have to the device, which you've shown me, you know, it does make sense that is something that could be really rolled out for the future. And I wanted to kind of find out a bit about your story in terms of coming up to this point, because you mentioned the 36 years. That's a long, long time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I suppose I know the history of the market. So if you go back, I wouldn't say I started my career in the 60s, but and you may have heard of it, a lot of research was done into the concept of moist wound healing, which was quite a difficult concept to get across to people, because before it was like, you've got to keep your wound dry. And then suddenly we're saying, actually, you've got to maintain a moist environment, because that actually allows the wound to heal, you know, more effectively than if you dry the wound out and you get a scab forming, etc. So I was involved in the early stages of a product that was using that concept, and it was really the first product that was used to move from dry wound healing with gauze type products through to more sophisticated dressings. And then so I sort of know the journey of how that dressings market has developed now. So if you are, I mean, classically, you know, if you're having a chronic wound treated in well, the main countries around the world, you would have one of those advanced dressings that would be used. And probably the most common one would be the foam dressings. And these are products, names, things like Alevin, Mepilex out there. And they are quite advanced technologies in that they will absorb the excess sort of fluid or exudate that comes off the wound, but they'll still keep the wound moist. And they seal the wound in and allow that natural environment to occur and develop. So in a way, a lot of the technologies have developed in the process of allowing the wound to heal, you know, naturally, rather than you know, having the barriers to healing, like it's been dried out, or you've got infection, or you need to remove the dead tissue in there. So a lot of that concept has been remove the barriers to wound healing, so-called wound bed preparation, and then allow the wound to heal naturally. Now, that's fine to a point, but then some patients, because of, you know, the comorbidities or other factors, that's still not enough. So this is where the advanced technologies come in. So Axel Heal is an example. There's other ones out there which are fairly sophisticated tissue substitutes, oxygen therapy. And that's where, you know, access to those technologies can actually really, you know, make the difference for those patients who can't get healed with, let's call it, the standard technologies. So that's important. But I think the other reflection I would have, and this probably has been illustrated in a recent publication in the BMJ by a guy called Julian Guest, where, you know, he's actually shone a light on the incidence of wounds in the UK market, and the fact that, you know, of the chronic wounds, over 50% of those wounds aren't healing within a year. And actually, some of it's about technology, but a lot of it's about, you know, patients getting access early enough on to clinicians who are trained and understand the wound healing process, so they can then apply and intervene early on in the process. And the earlier you get to those difficult wounds, the more chance you have of healing them. The longer you leave them, the more difficult it is to get it healed. So a wound's been around for a year and a half, you know, you're in a much tougher place to sort of try and move that on. But, you know, if we can shift, you know, the whole dynamic of wound treatment so that patients can get access to specialists, you know, services early enough on, and specialist technologies, then that whole challenge can be, you know, can be tackled. Because, in that same study, you know, just in the UK NHS, we spend over £8 billion treating wounds every year. And you look at that, multiply that worldwide, it's a huge, issue. And it's along the same, you know, the same cost as, say, treating obesity in the UK. So it's a big number. And you know, the cost of actually advanced dressings is probably 6% of that. So the vast majority of cost is on, you know, is on nursing, doctor time, clinic time, etc., where patients are just, you imagine you're not getting your wound healed. A community nurse is coming to visit you two or three times a week. It's very burdensome for the health system. And if we can get more of those patients healed up, you know, we can create more capacity for, you know, this challenge we've got of the nursing, requirement as we go forward, as we all get older. So, you know, so there's lots of benefits, but I think, you've got now into, as a podiatrist, you'll be seeing some of these challenges, I'm sure, for yourself. And, if we can address that challenge, it's great for the health system, but it's really great for the patients as well, because, you know, and I think you're a patient out there, you shouldn't really, you know, there are ways to get these wounds healed, you know, with the right, you know, the right sort of clinician who specializes in this area, can diagnose a problem, can assess the wound, can use the right technology. The vast majority of these wounds can get healed. So that's what we want to try and do, is to get that system working together. So both the process of treating wounds with the right clinical processes, and the technology that would help, help those, you know, patients to get their wounds sorted out much quicker.
8 billion is a huge figure, and including the situation, I think what I like as a podiatrist is the multidisciplinary element to wound care, and working with, like you said, the community nurses, the doctors, the consultants, the microbiologists, and so forth. I think it's really important that if there's advice and there's a way of being able to integrate healthcare, but use devices that work, you know, like you said, in 3 months, that can really help benefit the health service. And I think that's something for listeners across, I think, that I really wanted to bring to light, like you have, is just how effective that these treatments can have, what the effect that these treatments can have. But also I wanted to bring in a final sort of closing paragraph really with you, is to think about where you think the future is going. We've looked at your journey, the moist wound healing, of course, mentioning George Winter's work in 1962. But yes, now, where do you think the world is going in terms of wound healing?
Yeah, well, that's another very, very interesting question, Jonathan. I think the first thing you want to do is to have these advanced treatments used more widely so more patients can access. So hopefully, it's been a very conservative area where, you know, people have taken a long time to change practice. They've been used to the dressings they've used in the past. And so I think, you know, one aspect is accelerating the adoption of those new technologies that are proving to deliver better outcomes. I think the other area, it's been talked about for a long time, but far better ability to diagnose and sort of assess the particular patient and the wounds, because, you know, it's a very heterogeneous area. So there's many different types of wounds, many different comorbidities that patients have associated with those wounds, and the wounds are all at different stages as well. So understanding how, you know, you can use technology to assess the stage of the wound and then make an informed decision on what the right practice is at that stage. A lot of that right now is done by experience, whereas we need to sort of industrialize it a little bit so you can actually give all clinicians the opportunity to make those diagnostic decisions as a result of technology. So I think, you know, there've been areas where you're looking at putting dipsticks into wounds and you assess the protease levels, that sort of development of technology, I think, you know, hopefully will accelerate. And I think the other development, of course, would be with connectivity with smart devices, where you've got real-time sort of information that can illustrate to the clinician that, you know, the patient, you know, is getting the right treatment, that they can monitor the progress of the healing. They could look for, in the case of diabetic foot ulcers, look for early signs of infection. You know, could you actually have a wearable monitor that shows whether the temperature around the ulcer is rising or the blood flow or whatever, and therefore you're a bit worried about infection, sends a signal, you know, to a smartphone to say, look, you know, need to go and check that out. Or even for the patient themselves, you know, that there's, we talked about diabetic foot ulcers. I know there was a technology around, which is sort of a pressure sensing insole that is a smart insole that can send messages to your smartphone about whether you've got a particular pressure point coming through. So those technologies are coming through. So yeah, I think there's a lot of technologies, but to me, I think the biggest change would be getting more patients access to the best current practice technologies out there, so that there's more consistency of treatment. And I think that would be the thing that would improve the outcomes most for most patients. And of course, there's then the next stage, which is, well, okay, you can get the wound healed in 3 months. What technologies can bring that down to a month now? You know, and that really is not about nature's healing. That's about, you know, accelerating healing beyond, let's call it, a natural process. So, yeah, I think, there's a lot of options. But it really is about, I think the thing that probably unlocks it is this whole wound assessment diagnostics piece, because it will give, you know, more evidence as to what the status of the wound is and therefore what technology to apply at that particular time.
It sounds like, from what you're saying, it's really exciting. It really is about the access, the connectivity, the technology, and therefore making it a very agile way to have healthcare, especially now with the amount of information sharing that there is. It really does sound like this is the way forward.
And, it's the way healthcare is going anyway, isn't it? And I think, you know, people want more involvement with their own health. And whereas my mum, who's had a leg ulcer, is just happy to wait and sit back and, you know, whatever's done is fine for her. Whereas I think people now are getting more involved in their healthcare, want to search what options there are, you know, want to know that they're getting the best treatment. And I think that combination of that and the technologies coming along, hopefully will mean that, you know, if we do that study that I talked about with Julian Guested, that, you know, half of the chronic wounds don't heal in a year, we shouldn't be having that in the future. The you know, 90-95%, you know, people should get their wounds healed in a, you know, reasonably timely fashion, so they don't have to, you know, suffer the pain and the quality of life aspects of those types of problems. I mean, that should be the ambition, and I think, you know, patient power itself will play a role in that, in demanding, you know, better outcomes as well. You know, if they hear about, you know, the outcomes and best practice, you know, in other areas, why wouldn't, you know, myself as a patient want to have that too?
Well, that's a fantastic note to end on. And for those of you listening across the globe today, I just want to say a massive thank you to Andy Boyes. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your expertise. And the message out there now is to just have the optimistic, to look forward to these technologies that will be coming our way and already are. So, you know, really exciting for me as a clinician as well. So thank you, Andy, and take care.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Thanks, Jonathan.
That was a fascinating interview. I learned so much from that, and I hope you did too. We're going to go straight into a commercial and then another piece of music, and we just hope that you've really enjoyed the show and the format. Anything that you want us to look at, any key topics, just let us know. But here's the next commercial.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltz know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltz, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Thank you.
that's all we've got time for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Foot Health Show on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. All that remains is for me to say, have a fantastic week. Keep safe, keep those legs and feet moving, and don't forget to tune in again with your friends next week.